Part 1 Chapter 1 I was not supposed to be on this train. The trip was too important, with too much on the line for me to be entrusted with it. A new contract in a new territory that could set Track CD Solutions up with a source of revenue for years to come was at stake. Why would they choose a junior salesman with my lack of sales ability to head this one up? Apart from the fact that my dad owned the company, I supposed. I didn't want to be a software salesman. I just kind of fell into it, never having had a plan of my own and, well, I refer you to my earlier statement about my dad owning the company. It was an easy option. It wasn't a good idea, but it was easy. So it's what I did. I wasn't even very good at it. I hardly ever made a sale. The train sped on into the night. I closed my eyes and sank into the rhythm of the wheels on the track. Da-dum. Didum. 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 Can't make a sale. Can't make a sale. My mind drifted. I hadn't been the first choice anyway. I'd been getting tea, avoiding work, when Crispy Burton had cornered me in the break room. Crispy Burton had a sales call in Trinity the following day. Crispy Burton had found that because of extenuating circumstances, he could not attend. This was, he believed, an opportunity for you, Estrel. Maybe even a golden ticket to the senior sales team. Crispy Burton was an excellent example of why I didn't want to join the senior sales team. He was a man of a certain type, an advanced middle-aged with an inflated opinion of himself. It was impossible for Crispy Burton to believe that I wouldn't want to follow in his footsteps, which he was sure I would. If you play your cards right and bring home the bacon, rah. Something like that. I wasn't sure he actually said rah, but it was illustrative of who Crispy Burton was, if the name Crispy wasn't enough for you. Regardless, it was a bit of a blur, and I hadn't meant to say yes. No, I hadn't wanted to say yes, but I did. I wasn't good at saying no. So there I was, an 11-hour train ride from home. Arriving in a strange city, undermotivated and underprepared. I should have said no. I didn't think I would enjoy being a senior salesman. I didn't enjoy being a junior salesman. But everyone else thought I would. It wasn't just Crispy Burton. My dad thought I would. Expected I would. That was it then. I had to pretend that I would. I woke up as the announcement finished. I glanced at my watch. It was almost 7. We were due into Trinity at any minute. I hoped the announcement had been to tell us we were approaching our destination, rather than to apologize for the late running of the service. I must have dozed off after breakfast, despite having drunk enough coffee to stimulate an elephant. It wasn't doing its job, palpitations apart. The pounding of my heart made me feel distant and out of sync. The carriage wasn't busy. I had 2 comfortable leather seats to myself, and the 2 opposite me were also empty. My bag was on the wide table between them. Someone had cleared away my breakfast things while I'd been asleep. I yawned and stretched. My legs had enough space, and I had a cushion for my head. This was travelling in style. Very comfortable. Who wouldn't take the opportunity for a nap? I looked out of the misted window. We were travelling over a bridge, a viaduct across a vast valley. The slopes thick with trees, at the bottom of the canyon, the Triton wound its way from its source in the Proctian Mountains, flowing through the city ahead and into the Middle Sea. I hadn't been to Trinity before, but I'd done my research. At least, I'd looked it up on my comm before I set off. I hadn't had long. I'd only found out that I was coming yesterday. I loosened my necktie and ran a finger around the collar. The aircon was blowing a concentrated jet of cold air past my left ear, which wasn't doing a lot for me. I felt clammy. It was making my breakfast stir in my stomach unpleasantly. I tried to sigh out a wave of nausea but gagged, almost bringing up my breakfast anyway. After I'd failed to say no to Crispy Burton, I'd barely had time to go home to shower and throw a bag together before the car came to take me to the station. The office had booked the overnight to Trinity for me. I had to just turn up and go with the flow. That was one thing I was good at.